I think I'm becoming a denier. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. This earthquake thing is out of control. Did you see the videos from Southern California?
We just had a pretty good shake here. Look at the water sloshing around in the pool. Coming all out. Yeah, that was a pretty big shake, so it might be a big one somewhere else.
See the water sloshing out of the pool? The house is pitching like a Cessna. Isn't that cool? Well, I'm glad you think it's cool, but I'm terrified. And even the gentler earthquakes always have reporters asking, did this relieve the pressure or actually build up more pressure for the big one? So if you live in an earthquake-prone West Coast city, you drive to work thinking that any moment you could be in the opening scene of 2012. 60-story buildings tipping over, subdivisions sliding into the ocean. It's too much, so you become a big one denier. It's not easy the way it is with global warming denial. Every time there's a cold snap, you can say, see? But how else can you cope? And it's not just the earthquakes. You heard the story about the number of near misses between airplanes? The FAA started guaranteeing immunity for employees who report near misses, and now they have 14,000 near miss reports.
Even though it's a little frightening to think about that this system may not be perfect, it's going to make the system better.
Oh, thank you, William Voss of the Flight Safety Foundation, for trying to reassure us. But it's too late. I'm becoming a big one denier and now a near miss denier, too. Global warming, however, I can afford to believe, because all that means is you get a little wet around the ankles 20 years from now. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.